It is Friday, so maybe you want to go out and just have a good meal, get a snack. But is it possible the food you've been craving this weekend, maybe it's a tad overrated? Maybe it's not actually as good as you think it is. That's what we're going to talk about here today. Welcome. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. But Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today, I'm going to talk about what I personally consider to be the most overrated foods. And by the way, please bear with me. Man, I have had the flu, stomach bug, a million things are running through me and my family. Maybe it's running through your family as well. But now it's settling. I can speak, but I'm like right at the precipice when it comes to my voice. But the show must go on nonetheless. That's one reason I told Laura, like, oh man, I'm glad I don't work at the Daily Wire. You know, I see these guys, they got to be on and on and on, even when they're sick. Ben Shapiro will be on there, and doesn't matter if he's sick, then you got to repeat the news. That wasn't really Ben Shapiro, though. That was more like an early 1930s radio announcer. Hey, folks, we got a big story for you today. One of those fancy Zeppelins crashed. Oh, the humanity. So, I don't know. But anywho, so if my voice is a little off, that's just what I wanted to share with you. But let's get right into it. So these are foods that people talk about, and they either think, or at least I thought, is an amazing thing. But the more I think about it, the more I realize, no, this food is highly overrated. Here's the first one that I always share with people. Turkish delight. Turkish delight. Like, I remember reading Narnia as a kid and then seeing the movie. So in The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Edmund betrays his brothers and sisters to the evil white witch of Narnia. And one, he betrays them because she can give him anything that he wants. He's like, I can have anything, even Turkish delight. And she's like, of course. And then in the movie, there's like this silver bowl, ornate bowl that appears out of the snow, and it's wrapped up with like these candies, okay? And he starts eating them. He's like, oh, that's so good. I'd like to know more about your family, Edmund. And then he betrays them. You know, he's the Judas in the group. Or maybe he's acting like Adam and Eve at that point, but, you know, to Satan, I'll give you whatever you want. Whatever. The point is, it was, you know, you gave up your family, the White Witch, for Turkish delight. So these things better at least be good. And then when I finally had them, they were disgusting. They're disgusting. They're just like this gelatinous little square. It reminds you of like a little bit more of a powdery gummy bear congealed together with like white powdered sugar on top of it. But this little gelatinous square, it's not very tasty. The powdered sugar on the top is doing 90% of the heavy lifting to make it even considered a dessert. I mean, it says right here, this is what Turkish delights are, called lokum in Turkish, a traditional confectionery made from a gel of sugar and starch, flavored with rose water, lemon, or orange, often cut into small cubes, dusted with powdered sugar. It's powdered sugar. That's all it is. Just have the powdered sugar. You don't have to have this weird gelatinous, starchy, sugary base under it. Like, I thought a Turkish delight would be like a really thick brownie, or like fudge or truffle with little chocolatey bits in it. Maybe little peppermint sprinkles on top. I don't know. That's what I thought a Turkish delight would be. Not this. This isn't worth betraying your family over. So that's the first one on the list. I'm going to put it out there. Turkish delight. It's not worth it. Here's a few others, and many of these also appear on very common internet lists of overrated foods that other people agree with me. So here's one that's often on a lot of those lists. Tall, huge burgers. Okay, so when you go, I love a cheeseburger. Cheeseburger is one of my favorite foods. Most fast food places, I cannot stand the burgers they make. I can't eat there anymore. Even if I'm on the road, I'll skip them. The only place that I really enjoy would be In-N-Out. Like, In-N-Out, they do the burgers right. They don't crash me. They're always consistent in their quality. So I love living near an In-N-Out here in Fort Worth, actually. When I was in California, you know, the home of In-N-Out, I remember there weren't a lot of them. So if you tried to go, it was always busy and terrible to try to get in there. But here in Texas, businesses can actually thrive, unlike in California. So you can go and, you know, not worry as much. But yeah, so I love burgers. A good cheeseburger makes me happy. But I cannot stand when restaurants will try to make a fancy burger, and what they do is they just stack it really, really high, like two thick patties, and then a slice of ham, and then a fried egg, and then pastrami, and then three slices of tomato, and then a shrimp skewer, and then, you know, and then a donut. I will say this, though, a donut burger, that is a wonderful treat if you have time for a nap in the afternoon. I went to the San Diego County Fair like 7 years ago, and I got the donut burger, which is just two meat patties, two slices of cheese between two glazed donuts. The mixture of the sweet and the salt all together, like the fattiness from the meat and the sugariness of the donuts. Whew, that is actually not overrated. You can't have it a lot, but it's worth it every now and then. But just those huge burgers that end up being like 12 inches tall, you try to eat them and they just fall apart in your hands. The point of a cheeseburger is that you can hold it between two hands, take one bite, and all of the materials come together and taste great. I should not have to take my burger and lay it on the side. Now, In-N-Out, I actually saw a kid once do the 20 by 20. Because you can get like a single or a double on the menu, right? Or you can do a 3x3, three meat patties, three slices of cheese, 4x4. They'll do it up to 20. And I have seen a kid, this is back when I was a college student in a youth group, and one of our teens ordered the 20x20, and he ate the whole thing because teenagers are little black holes when it comes to food. And that one, they do have to serve it lying on its side because it's just monstrous. But those tall burgers, I feel like they end up just falling apart on your plate, and it ends up turning into a cheeseburger salad, which is actually not bad. Places that can make those really well, but it ain't a burger anymore. All right, next one: lobster and shrimp. Lobster and shrimp are gross. No, don't disagree with me on this one. They're gross, and I can tell you how I know they're gross, because you won't eat them without butter or seasoning or garlic sauce. Go ahead, do it. Do it right now. Pause the episode. Go get some lobster. Go get some shrimp. Don't cook it in butter. Don't cook it in salt. Just eat it right there. And what do you taste? It's a weird, rubbery, gooey thing, isn't it? Lobster, lobster, when they paid the longshoremen, they had rules saying, so the guys who used to work on the docks back east like 100 years ago, they would get paid in lobster. And there was rules saying how much they could be paid because the stuff was terrible, but at least it put food on the plate. The only reason lobster caught on in America was that they finally had refrigerated rail cars and you could send it to like Chicago, and it was super expensive because it had to be refrigerated. So people thought it was this delicacy and they would eat it, when it's not. You just have to lather it in butter if you have to lather it in butter to make it edible, it is not good. Shrimp is the same thing. I remember once I went to a friend's house to eat food, and one of their sons said, "I don't eat the shrimp. It's got poop in it." And lo and behold, the shrimp they bought from the store was not de-poopified. There's like a line in the back of shrimp. Normally, you can buy there are two kinds, I guess, they sell. The kind where it's that little poop line in the shrimp has already been professionally emptied, or you can do it yourself. Why would you not spend the extra 30 cents and get the de-poopified shrimp? I don't know. But lobster and shrimp, they're flavorless, not very calorie dense. I don't understand it. Also, honorary runner-up, there would be oysters. In fact, most seafood. Seafood will come back on the list, by the way. But most seafood, it's really not that great. I just see the food. I don't want to eat the food. I want to bite into something, and red, juicy blood is dripping from my lips from this four-legged animal that walked the earth, walked it slowly and meandered, so it's got a lot of good fat on them, not too lean. So lobster and shrimp. Here's the hint. If the food exists primarily to eat butter, it's overrated. So here's the next one: corn on the cob. Oh no, he can't say corn on the cob is overrated. Oh, it's like I'm saying 4th of July is horrible and I'm not really an American. Corn on the cob is overrated. Once again, you're not going to eat it without butter and salt. You're not going to do it, are you? No. And when you try to eat corn on the cob, I will admit there is like a satisfying caveman-esque experience of like, nah, 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 like rotating it and like eating into it at a barbecue. Like barbecues are great to unleash your inner caveman. You eat the rib, you eat the corn on the cob. But then when you eat corn on the cob, you better hope you brought dental floss with you, because it is just nightmarish to try to get that stuff out of your teeth afterwards. Like, why do I want that invading every crevasse in my mouth when I just want to sit around and eat with people? So the fact that it's not really the corn we like. I mean, obviously we love corn. We're 21st century Americans. Corn syrup, corn this, that is like one of the major food groups for us. So I get how you might like that. But it's gross in the teeth. It's not that flavorful. And you just like it because you want to lather that bad boy up with butter and salt. Just have the butter and salt. Just have that. And don't worry about the rest. And then, of course, there are the other aspects of the corn. Your body can't fully digest it. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Here's the next one. Cupcakes. Cupcakes are overrated if you're an adult. You only eat a cupcake because you're at a kid's party. They had one thin slice of pizza because they bought one pizza and cut it into 36 slices, and you're starving, and you're thinking, no, a cupcake might be nice. I've even been to upscale cupcake eateries, and they're still not great. It's weird. Cupcakes, they're misproportioned. A cupcake is just a muffin with a bunch of frosting on top. If you're an adult, frosting hurts you. When I try to eat frosting, unless it's like chocolate ganache and it's like $20 an ounce or something, it like hurts my mouth because the sugar and processing is terrible for you. Like, kids love it because, you know, kids love anything that's sugary. Wow, it's blue! You know, they love that stuff with cupcakes, that just to get all that frosting over their mouth. But it's not, I can't unhinge my jaw like a snake to eat it in one bite. There's too much frosting, not enough cake. Just give me a cake that is done right. Or give me a muffin. But just, you know, a muffin, that's just a cupcake without frosting. That's all it is. But yeah, I'd rather have just a cake that is done right. Cupcakes just exist because you don't want to cut up slices of cake for kids at birthday parties. That's the only reason they exist. Skittles is the next one. I saw on one list of overrated foods for Skittles, it just said, if you like Skittles, grow up. Taste the rainbow. Come on. When do you eat Skittles except on Halloween when it's in your kid's bag and you figure, why the heck not? Like, I would love to meet an adult who goes to the grocery store and buys a bag of Skittles at the grocery store because they like Skittles. I would love to meet that adult. It'd be like going to the zoo and seeing an exotic animal. Like, really? Like, Skittles, you try to eat them, it's kind of like Turkish Delights mashed up into something the shape of an M&M. Now, an M&M at least has chocolate in it. At least it's chocolate with a candy-coated shell. That's understandable. Or you get the peanut ones. But it's just like mashed up gelatinous, chewy. It's like a Starburst with a hard shell. I don't understand it. Skittles, overrated. Remember when I said lobster and shrimp? Here's the next thing I got to put in there. Sushi. Most sushi is overrated. You don't like sushi. You like sugary rice wrapped up and with like spicy mayo on top of it. That's what you like. You like avocado, sugary rice wrapped up together, and take little bites of it. If you just eat rolls, California rolls, you don't like sushi. You like sugary rice. Most sushi it's a similar problem with lobster and shrimp. It's not very flavorful. I have had some sushi though. Or you like fried stuff. Like, I love sushi. Are you getting shrimp tempura? You like fried stuff. As Jim Gaffigan says, you could deep fry a rubber hose and it would taste good. So a lot of it is you like the fried tempura. You like the sugary rice. Otherwise, just straight up sushi, you get like the little raw fish. It's not very flavorful and it's not very filling. So I don't get the big deal. However, I have gone to legitimate sushi restaurants with like Japanese chefs. And there are some that are very flavorful, or it's a roll with the right kind of fish accented with a good sauce on it. That's actually pretty good. That's actually okay. I'll give you that. But the only way, I think a lot of people will agree with me on this. Like, in Japan, sushi is a delicacy. Because you have to get it's expensive. You got to get a good chef to do it. Like, in America, you go to all you can eat sushi, or like sushi rolls really cheap. If it's cheap sushi, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. Like, you can get a burger at In-N-Out for $3 and it tastes better than a lot of other gourmet burgers. You can't, $3 sushi is not going to taste good. So sushi is overrated. I got two more. Quinoa. What's up with quinoa? It's like weird, dusty rice. At least with rice, put a little butter, put a little bit of cilantro in it, flavoring. It's a good staple. But quinoa, I don't get it. It feels like I'm not even eating anything. What kind of superfood is this supposed to be? I think it's similar. Kale will be a runner-up in this area. We try hard enough to be healthy. Just don't eat the worst. Just don't eat the things that are most bad for you. Then you don't have to resort to eating these things that aren't really food, like kale and quinoa. Just eat lean. Just eat a vegetable and a lean meat, and you're going to be okay. I don't get quinoa. Now the last one that's overrated. It might not even be overrated. It's just people understand it's bad and they put up with it, and that's kombucha. My wife likes kombucha, or at least she likes that it's something that she can drink. But kombucha, how would you describe? Here, I'll just, kombucha, also called tea mushroom, tea fungus, Manchurian mushroom, It is a fermented, slightly effervescent, sweetened black tea drink. I'm not a big tea guy, but if there's a good orange chamomile, an orange tea, that just lavender, I can dig that. But kombucha? Kombucha is gross. I remember once when I went in and saw first learned what kombucha was from people who were making it. There was this big cylinder, glass, you know, thing with kombucha in it. And there would look like a jellyfish inside of it, like this jellyfish thing inside. And they're drinking this. And I said in all horror, what is that? And the woman hosting this said, oh, that's the mother. I was like, what? I thought it was like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I was legitimately freaked out. Although technically it is called the symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, the SCOBY. And it says on here, the SCOBY is a slimy, rubbery, pancake-shaped blob that's usually beige or brown in color. It's a community of microorganisms that convert the sugar in tea into lactic acid. It's a fermentation process with the kombucha. It's gross. It's gross. Nobody likes it. They just drink it because they think they have to be healthy. And you don't have to do that. On one website, it said that kombucha tastes like battery acid full of snot. And yet, we do. Maybe it's not overrated. I think the people, it's similar to kale or maybe these other like healthy things. Don't say it's good. Just say, yeah, I do it. And maybe I'll live an extra 2 years. Those 2 years aren't worth it to me. I'd rather just, you know, drop dead knowing that I didn't have to. I will drink something that came from a mother, like milk. I'm not going to drink something whose mother is immersed in it. Ugh. So that is my list there. What's your list? So I talked about Turkish Delight, tall, huge burgers, lobster and shrimp, corn on the cob, cupcakes, Skittles, sushi, quinoa, and kombucha. I think they're overrated. Maybe you have some that are overrated. Maybe you think I'm totally wrong here. If you think I'm wrong, why don't you send to Catholic Answers some Turkish Delight or a kombucha mother? Maybe I'll change my mind. Thank you guys so much and hope you have a very blessed weekend.